listeners to the seventh episode of the Parent Podcast from the Poolside Pass. And today we welcome Andrew Guy, dad of James Guy, British record holder and 8 times gold medalist. And our main topic today is parents and tips on how we can best support our swimming children.
Before we begin our topic, just a quick word from our supporters, Streamlined. Become a qualified swimming teacher with Streamlined in as little as 6 days. Learn at your own pace and be guided by our expert tutors. You can do your training face-to-face, online in real time, or a combination. Assessment can be in your club, using videos, or attending one of our assessment venues. We offer tailored, high-quality support. Quote the Poolside Pass for an extra 10% discount.
Can I just ask you firstly, please, Andrew, you know, would you say that James sort of followed the sort of that, I suppose, that athletic development support pathway that is set out by Swim England, or was it a very different pathway for him?
No, he was, we were always keen to get on the pathway, but obviously it's not by choice. You've got to be invited on it. And fortunately for James, he showed the potential when he was younger, and he got on the talent development program, and we followed the pathway for the last, since he's been on the team, prior to being on the team. So he's probably been on that pathway since he was 13.
Right.
And educationally, mentally, physically, it's been a really positive stride, because it's kept him on that straight and narrow with the swimming. And yeah, that was his pathway. His pathway was to become a professional swimmer, which he did. But the pathway run by Swim England, British Swimming, whatever the name is, has helped 100%. And it's guided him through it. And he's learned a lot of things through that, which have helped outside of swimming, which is even better.
Yeah.
You know, the morals, the grounding, lots of things like that. The team ethics on poolside, poolside manner, how you should approach training, how you should approach a competition, when you go on a swim camp, how you should behave. All that has been huge, and has helped him become who he is today, not just in swimming, outside of swimming as well.
And I think, you know, that leads nicely onto the kind of the next question, really. I mean, most importantly, obviously, good parenting.
You know, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, guiding and nurturing your child in their passion. And obviously, as you say, James was sort of headstrong. That's what he wanted to achieve. And, you know, he wanted to achieve that. And, you know, it's that guiding and that nurturing, I think, from parents that is so important.
Do you know, it's been a little bit selfless, because you want him to do what you want to do, what you think's right, but he might not want to do that. So it's got to come from the swimmer, because lots of swimmers today swim for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Sadly to say that. They swim for the parents. They've got to swim for themselves. And if they swim for themselves and have that love and desire, Tom, they will go a little bit further and do a little bit better and have a better chance of being more successful, because they're doing it for themselves.
Absolutely.
We're there to guide them. We're their life coach. I've still got my mum on the planet, and she's still my coach.
Yeah.
And every day we FaceTime her, and I probably get a bollocking once a week. But she's still my guide, and that's really important. And that's what we've got to do. And sometimes, as swimming parents, we think we know everything.
Yeah.
And I was the worst parent. And James, if you ever meet him or discuss anything with him, he'll tell you that.
Mm.
That was obsessive, ex-military background, so regimented.
Yeah.
Which has definitely helped, but probably too much. Been in swimming 18 years now, so seen it a lot. A chairman at a swimming club, and try and guide and mentor some of the parents doing the right things when I was younger, doing the wrong things with James. So I think as a parent, it's really important that the good morals, good grounding, good rules, and but it's got to come from the swimmer as well. It's got to be an 80-20. It can't be 50-50. Yeah. It's got to be an 80-20. They've got to lead the way.
Yeah, there can't be that sort of constant pressure from a parent all the time. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that?
It's absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. They've got to have that want to swim.
Yeah.
And if that want's coming more from the parent and not you, not the swimmer, it isn't going to last that journey, because swimming is a journey. It's not short term, it's long term. And all the best swimmers will realise that. At different stages, for sure. James did it very young and has come through. Adam, I think, went to nationals at 15. I might be wrong, around that time, and did it from that way, where James went as 11. So there's different journeys. Key, focus on your own journey, but it's got to come from the swimmer. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And would you say for parents to, obviously you've spent, something like 18 years on poolside, would you say that, you know, would it help parents to sort of get involved with the club or the teaching school, or try and say, be officiate at a gala, or try and get into coaching in some way, not perhaps coaching your own children, but, you know, just trying to understand the whole swimming arena and therefore understanding the sport perhaps a little bit more from their child's point of view?
You know what? I'm a little bit selfish with this, and you're probably not going to appreciate this, but you'll get honesty with me. Being a chairman of a swimming club, I think parents should get involved. If the swimmers are at the club, they should be, if they can do some life, some teaching, if they can do some courses, judging, timekeeping, you know, the ones who want to get a little bit further, get involved in refereeing and starters, that's a bit more in depth, team leaders, safeguarding. There's so many different things. And if they do that, parents, one, the good thing is it opens up another social scene, because you make another group of friends. Two, there's an involvement in the club, and the club will be very appreciative of it.
Yeah.
Three, your child will probably feel better you helping out, and you're not on poolside watching them swim every session.
Yep.
Because that is pure pressure. And I see some parents doing that every week.
You see so many children as well looking up to their parents almost for sort of guidance, aren't you? Or, you know, or am I doing the right thing?
Do you know, the thing is, I've seen it at a few clubs where the kids are swimming, coach is taking the session, and the kid's looking at the parents for advice. Yep. That is the wrong thing. You know, if the parent wants to become a coach, fine. Go and become a coach. Go and help on poolside. Very difficult to coach your own swimmer. Very difficult. In my book, it's a no-no. But yeah, if you want to get involved, but yeah. So just around that, Millfield, when James had an issue with some of the parents trying to tell the kids what to do, they banned the parents from watching for a year. You couldn't go and watch.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. They soon stopped that. Parents, if they want to have an input in the pool, in the whatever, how the club's running, get involved with the committee.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're not going to listen to you. Because you know, it's all right telling us. It's all right telling us we want to do this one. Get involved. Mm-hmm. We've all got busy lives. We've all got jobs. You know, you're taking your kid to the pool. It's once a month, a meeting. You're going to the galas. I'm very appreciative of the people who help out at clubs and involved in the committees. But I think it's a good thing if they've got a say, get involved with the club. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I think, you know, for me, you know, personally, as a parent, also of a swimmer and also a swim teacher as well, in my own spare time. And I think just actually observing your child in the water, whether that be on poolside, whether you're a team manager or officiating or whatever you're doing, you know, it's just a privilege, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Moving on from that, I mean, your sort of insights and experience really in supporting James through those formative teenage years, obviously to Olympic gold medalist,
Silver medalist.
Silver medalist. And everything else. How was that for you in terms of that journey, that roadmap, if you like?
Do you know, we were very fortunate because, one, we got on great. Obviously, my wife's did a bit of running and keeping fit, so she kind of got understood that there'd be a lot of time with James. And we're one of them 1% where we've had a great journey. You know, I've been, as a junior, some of the European juniors and the regionals and the nationals. But there's a really key point I want to share with you. So at 11, he was the best in Great Britain. Went to nationals, won 6 golds, and 6 golds, 1 silver and 1 bronze. It was great. We thought it was going to be this world beater. 12, 13 and 14, never won an individual medal at nationals. Awful journey. So I'm in the relays, they won a few medals. Went from number one to the top 200. Outside the top 150. Struggled. Didn't grow. Still had the great work ethic of training hard. Nutrition, resting, listening to his coaches. Great rapport with the coaches. But saw all these swimmers go past him who he used to beat. And we couldn't work it out. What was it? He'd be going to the galas and big open meet and he'd get beat. In some of the cases, he wouldn't make any of the finals. Mm. And it was just sitting in the car with him and talking to him on the way back and saying, look, it's a journey. You wanted to do it. We didn't tell you to do it, James. There's going to be some bad times. But if we can learn from the bad times, the bad experiences, it'll only make you better. Mm. And a lot of time together, a lot of talking, a lot of support from mum and dad. You know, we had the 80% training hard and the 20% where we had some good fun as well. Yep. You know, we've been out as a family. We went to the pictures. We had some enjoyment. We took him away from the swimming environment.
Keep him fresh.
Yeah, took him away from the swimming environment. And even to this day now, if James comes home and he doesn't mention swimming, we don't talk about it. Because that's his job.
Yeah.
So we never talk about it. If he wants to talk about swimming in times, he has to start the conversation. Or me or Luke, who's a head coach at Crewe, don't mention swimming. Now, that's difficult to do. Parents, and I'm one of them, and you're one of them, all they want to do is talk about swimming with the kids. Yep. But they need a break from it. They need to move away from it. And if they can do that, there's a chance.
It's that head space, isn't it, from swimming?
Yeah, they need the freedom of the swimming environment to move away from it. And we allowed that. We allowed that. But it took time to understand how it worked. Mm. We're not perfect. We made a lot of mistakes. I probably made more mistakes than any other parents. But you know, in the end, it worked for us. We were lucky. But must stress, James went backwards for 3 years. Lots of kids would have given up.
I was just about to ask you, really. I mean, his drive and his commitment and his dedication to the sport kept him going?
Absolutely. And it never kept, that didn't come from me, ever. If I said to James, I can say to you now, he's been swimming since he was five or six, so it's nearly 20 years. If I said to him, how many times have you woke up and said, I don't want to go on a rainy Tuesday morning? Mm. He'll say to me, in front of anybody else, I've never had that in my head, Dad, ever. And that's a little bit special.
Yeah.
Training. I mean, I watched him train his lamb training yesterday in the front room on a team meeting with the rest of Bath.
Yeah.
And their head coach, who was taking it, set him targets. He had to beat all them targets. We're in a resting time.
Yes.
More sports people will drop their fitness down to about 60-70%.
Yeah.
And same will James. James's will drop. He's put a little bit of weight on, probably about 1 kilo or maybe 1.5 kilos.
Yeah.
But he's still doing everything with the same desire. And that has to come from the inside, from the kid, from the swimmer. The parent can help, but it has to come from the swimmer. So that drive, that engine, that positive mindset, that positivity dome, which we created, he's still in it. But it all comes from the swimmer. It all comes from the swimmer. And that's really important, even in the dark times, because every swimmer is going to have dark times. And then 12, 13, 14, where he did PB, but he never won anything. He had little PBs. That was his roadmap. But that was his first roadmap. And that really helped him, because when he got to 15, I'll never forget this, on his 400 free, he dropped 17 seconds in 1 year.
Wow.
And he still holds the British age group record, which will be untouched for a long time. 3:53 at 16, something like that, 15, 16. Yeah. And that's because, not because he was amazing, because them 3 years where he went backwards taught him everything.
Yeah.
You have to learn from your failures.
From your failures.
Yeah. And if you don't, what happens?
Yeah.
What, they quit. And that's it. And they finish. The kids quit. And that's what happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a fabulous insight to that journey, Andrew. And we had a little chat beforehand a few days ago, and you had a great idea about asking us to try and just get some questions from parents.
Yeah.
All parts of the UK and everything else. And we've been blessed to have some really good, solid questions come in. And we've picked nine, what we hope are very tangible questions that I think you've got the pedigree to answer extremely well in the experience. Firstly, what advice would you give to parents to get their children involved in a local or sports club or swimming club, given the demands of today's lifestyle?
Well, do you know what? It's the first question, isn't it? And I had to think about this. Great to have another group of friends outside of school. That's the first thing, because some of the swimmers, swimming clubs, and they are not from all from the same school. So they'll have another group of swimming friends.
Brilliant. Which is diversity.
Absolutely. Normally, with the same mentality, they'll all want to do well. Being in a team environment at your correct level makes you feel better as a person as well.
Yeah.
Parents meet more people. It's not hard for parents to have another social scene, but they're all relatively the same.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
And a diverse group as well. Absolutely. Rather than a homogenous group that all
different opinions. You can have doctors, you can have salespeople. It's all different. They're all different.
Yeah.
The nice thing about that is all the kids are going doing the same things. They're all going in and doing a tough session.
Yeah.
So being supportive of not just your own kid, of every kid.
Of every kid.
The beauty about swimming is, this is probably the best one, it enhances every other sport.
Yeah.
Makes you fitter aerobically. Gives you great shape, makes your mind stronger, because you've got to do the main set. You've got to get through them main sets, whether you're at the back of the lane or the top of the lane. You've got to get through them main sets.
Yeah.
Will only make you fitter and stronger. If you're fitter and stronger and you feel good about your body, you'll feel good generally.
I mean, swimming encompasses all of those fundamental movement skills, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No pressure on the joints.
Yeah.
And makes the child, makes the swimmer feel better at the way they look as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's well, that takes months and years to build. Yeah. You know, but they're all working together. The kids make more friends. And generally the kids in swimming, they're the best friends, not the school friends. And then they do things together at weekends. So it opens up different, as you said, diverse opportunities.
Yeah, it's a close-knit community. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
The second question is sort of fairly sort of on along the same track, really. But it's the advice really on the distraction of social media and gaming and all of those sort of things, really, against the benefits of getting out and actually doing some sport. Going to a swimming club, enjoying that camaraderie of team.
You know, that camaraderie, that environment, it's all positive.
Yeah.
You know, sitting down, staying at home, twiddling on the Xbox or the PlayStation. Yeah, maybe an hour a day if they want to do that, that's fine. Mm. But being in an environment where you're actively doing something, you're generating your appetite, you're going to go back, you're going to need some good food. What you tend to do when you're at home on them gaming, your nutrition's not great. You're snacking, you're eating. Whereas in sport, you've got to fuel the body.
Yeah.
You've got to have good nutrition, good recovery. Go and do your sessions, come back, eat, bed, sleep.
Sleep.
It's a different environment, and it's a more positive environment.
Plus, yes.
When you're doing swimming and you're not on them games, people are saying whatever to you. We don't know what you we don't know what they're taking in. We don't know if they're guiding them, whatever. In a swimming environment, in a swimming club, it's a lot more positive. It's a lot more friendlier, and it's good for them.
Yeah.
So, hence, you know, big positive to be involved in some kind of community, some kind of sports community. And it doesn't have to be swimming. Swimming is the one we're in.
Yep.
It can be anything.
Can be anything. Yeah.
Can be anything. But absolutely. It's so much important. So important.
Thirdly, what did you consider to be your role in helping James perhaps develop his passion and motivation for swimming, or did he have that within him?
Yeah, I didn't have to do any of that. He did it all himself.
Yeah.
As an 11-year-old, he'd go to the club after summer champs or after a summer break, and his coach would say, "What have you been doing, James?" And it was always the same answer. "I've been watching videos of swimmers." James could copy every other swimmer's style of swimming.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte's, everybody's style. And he knew everything about the swimming because that's all he ever watched. And when I used to go in his bedroom and watch what he was doing, he'd have the swimming videos up on the telly, like 10. And he can tell you about anybody. It's unbelievable. His mindset
is dry.
And his friends around the world now, and what he knows, Manadou, the Olympic champion, French guy, was FaceTiming him yesterday in the front room. I watched him and he said, and he's waving to me. He's just what he's built through the swimming community and his friend network through competitions and sponsors. I didn't have to give him any of that. He did it all himself and he knows it all himself. He's just had that passion. And it was funny because he was watching a thing on Michael Jordan yesterday who didn't enjoy playing basketball. He took his anger out on basketball, but he wanted to become the best. Yeah, if somebody said to me about Michael Jordan, I'd say, yeah, he's the best basketball. He probably was the best basketball, but I never knew he didn't particularly like basketball. So little things like that. Now, James will sit and watch that series and he'll take something from it. And that's what he does. He takes little bits, puts them all together and he uses them. Little bits all the time.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to show him anything. That passion, motivation, determination, drive, energy, everything came from James.
Again, that diversity in sport and every sport, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What tips would you sort of perhaps give to parents trying to balance the time commitment to swimming? I don't know, 6-8 sessions a week, galas, counties, regionals, with perhaps other sports, and that need to have a multi-sport skill. And obviously you've got to rest and sleep and do all the homework at the same time. And you know, it's a difficult balance for families, isn't it?
Do you know what? When they're young, try and do as many as you can. Because they don't know which sport they're going to go into.
No.
You know, the one what will demand the most will be swimming.
Yeah.
And it'll get to a point where the parents will decide, sitting down with the child and the swimmer, which way are we going? Have that discussion. Don't make the answer for the child. Let's have a discussion where we're going. We're at an age now where there's a bit more commitment. You've got counties and regionals coming up. We're going to have to do some galas at weekend. We're going to have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Can't do everything.
Because as you said to me the other day, Andrew, you know, a swimmer is an athlete first and foremost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we can get that mindset into a lot of swimming clubs and let's make an athlete. Let's make all the swimmers athletes. And if they're good athletes, they're going to be even better swimmers.
Yeah.
So that discussion is a bit of a tough one, but everybody's going to go through it. They can't balance everything. They have to make a choice.
Yeah.
And they normally make the right choice, but it comes with time. And what happens when you make that choice and then you have to have that commitment Well, you know what? We're going to do more sessions now. We're going to have to do more sessions.
Yeah.
You speak to your coach, and he'll guide you through that. And that's that one, really.
Thank you. At what age did James focus solely on swimming, or again, was he involved in other sports up to, say, his, you know, teenage years?
He was involved. He did kung fu and gymnastics. Obviously, I told you the story about gymnastics. Yeah. They realised he was going to be quite big, quite young, and advised him not to do it. He was a little bit heartbroken, but it was the right call. And as I said, we were lucky. We made the right calls because it's worked for James.
Mm.
He did kung fu. The teacher changed, and it made a difference. So he didn't go back to kung fu, and then his choice was made. He's going to focus on swimming. And that was round about 9.
Right.
And it's an early age. But James was a little bit different. He had this love and this drive and this passion and ambition to be a swimmer. And when he left his prep school in Altrincham, we got the book. Everybody said, what are you going to be? And loads of them said, oh, I'm going to be a professional footballer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And James wrote, I'm going to be a world champion swimmer. And he became a world champion swimmer. So it was the right choice. It made sense. And the decision was made for us through James's drive and ambition and commitment in swimming.
Very unique to have that single ambition at that age, isn't it?
It's very unique. And it's not often you come across it. You know, if you speak to all his coaches, and it's, as you know, I'm writing the book 18 Years on Poolside, and I've spoke to all these coaches.
Yeah.
I'm only at year 2013. I've already done 25,000 words. They've all said to me he was a little bit different. He could do things at 12, 13. Some of the senior swimmers, he was swimming at nationals, couldn't do. So he was a little bit different. He had an ability to drive himself and push on to the next level at a very early age. Very single-minded, but a good guy, a good boy, very humble, and a great ambassador, and a great ambassador for swimming.
That's so good to hear, Andrew. So good to hear. Question number 6. Do you have like a pre-race meal for James, or?
So if he had, if he was going to a gala, he'd have porridge and a bagel, and we'd take snacks. And snacks wouldn't be a bag of crisps and sweets. They would be a protein bar, bananas, a little bit of pasta, no sauce. Because the sauce, it can move about in your stomach and make you feel great. Everything was plain at galas. But we'd always make sure the night before he had a good, decent meal, which would always be rice, chicken, pasta, good volumes in carbs, always. And then at lunchtime at school, when he was a boarder and he'd come home, we always had fresh vegetables, noodles and fish. And he ate that for about 7 years. So it'd always be clean eating, no rubbish. Lots of rice, vegetables, and it still is the same. Chicken, not a lot red meat, a lot of fish 3 or 4 times a week. Jacket potatoes, but always before a gala, stocked up on carbs, good volumes. And if we knew like a big meet was coming up and we were going through a lot of training, a lot of mileage, we'd be feeding them a lot of carbs, a lot of potatoes, a lot of rice, a lot of pasta, brown pasta, a lot of chicken. And we wouldn't have as much sauces in it.
Yes. Keep it dry.
The food was pretty simple because James is a good eater. So he'd just eat everything. He'd never moan about it. And he still doesn't. Never moans about it. He just eats a lot. Yeah.
That's, again, really, really good to hear that appetite for nutrition, good nutrition.
And hydration. You'd drink a lot as well. Drink a lot now. Water every meal. Sitting down, watching the telly, have the bottle of water beside him, drinking the water. and drink the water when he's swimming. And if he couldn't, sometimes if he couldn't even drink it, you know, swill it around his mouth. But drinking a lot, top a couple of bottles every session.
Yeah.
Every session. Lots of kids go to the pool with a bottle and they don't even sip it. Yet they're sweating in the pool and they're not replacing the hydration.
Yes, yes. We've touched on this a little bit before in sort of how did you support James following meets that perhaps weren't as successful, as you say, between those formative years of, as you say, the years where he went from number one and dropped through the ranks.
Yeah, so we'd go to them meets for about 3 years and we stayed positive because James was working just as hard. And he kept it real. You know, we are realists. We're honest with him. He's our son. We love him. But as a parent, you can say what you need to say to him. And you can be honest and say, look, it's going to be tough. We're all going to get tough times. This is your tough time, but this will make you. And James is the perfect example. Tough times for 3 years. Went to meets, got in the car and cried. Dad, I used to beat him and I used to swim a lot faster than that. And I said, son, that's part of the journey. Everybody goes through. It's like a football team. They win the Premiership, and then the next year they come fourth. They have to deal with it.
Yep.
That's where the mental side of preparation comes in. Talking so about it, being honest, looking at things in a different perspective, looking at it completely different, and understanding at that time of your swimming career what's expected. We're not expecting you to win everything this year, James. You're on a rebuild. We're looking at where we can enhance you, make you better, make you stronger, physically and mentally. But listen, you're going to have the tough times. Let's get through the tough times together, supportive as a group of parents. Mm. Let's do the enjoyment stuff, as I said before, the 80-20.
Yep.
And we'll get through it. And he did. Yes. He came through it. And when he was 15, he was unbelievable. And a key factor to all that were two things.
Yeah.
Three things. Family support. The work ethic, it never changed. It stayed the same. And the third one, which took me about 2.5 years to work out, was the growth. He was small.
Yeah.
So a lot more kids were bigger than him. So there were bigger muscles, bigger twitches, faster twitches, swimming faster than him. And then as he grew, We still kept the work ethic. When he got to 15, he was probably about 5'11". They were still taller than him, but it all came together. But it took us 3 years to put it together. But when it came together, oh my God, he exploded.
Mm. And that growth cycle that he was going through, I suppose...
Everybody will go through it.
Sorry?
Everybody will go through that.
Yep.
Everybody will go through it and... Focus on your own journey. Don't look at other swimmers because everybody's on a different journey.
Yeah, that is absolutely right, isn't it? Focus on you, not others around you.
Not Tom or Sally. Your own journey, because you get to 18 and guess what? You're all going to race each other anyway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you'd be a team at the same time. It's,
of course you are.
You know. I mean, as a parent on poolside, obviously you said you're writing this this book, which obviously I can't wait to read. How did you spend your time for those sort of 18 years, just in a quick nutshell?
Do you know what? I was nervous. I'm still nervous when I go to meets. And I was nervous at county, regionals, nationals, internationals, worlds, Olympics. It was the same nerves. But I've made a lot of friends around swimming all over the world, a lot of parents. A lot of swimmers. And because James has done okay out of it, you know, it's been a good journey. So my time was, we've had the opportunity to go and watch him all over the world. We've visited some lovely places and we've eaten some good stuff and some bad stuff. But it's been an education for us.
Yeah.
And we've enjoyed it thoroughly. But it's we go there to support James. We've met a lot of people from the BBC, which has been great, and some of them are our friends now. But he likes us to go and watch him. He likes us to go. He likes us to be there. He likes that support.
Mm.
And we like going. So it's been like a one long holiday, but expensive.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Last question, really. Training, and I mean, as you've already said, you know, it's training ethos is obviously a very demanding sport. And have you got any tips for parents, obviously, that have got perhaps more than one child, and how to balance that support equally for the children in a, within a family?
Do you know what? I've got two kids, and Luke was a swimmer.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people know this, but he was a regional swimmer. And the pressures of having a brother who's the world champion, in the end, made Luke quit. So a difficult time for him.
Mm.
And that balance is a great question to finish on. It's so important to the other swimmer, or the other athlete, or the other child in the family.
Yep.
It's only fair you give him the right amount of time, the right amount of loving.
Yeah.
There's no favourites. You love them both the same, but for different reasons.
Mm.
But in the end, if the swimmer gets better,
yes,
they're going to demand a little bit more time, because one parent is going to have to take them to the meet. And some of the swimmers, and probably 80 or 90% of them, are going to want you there.
Yes.
Or that talking after the session, in between lunch periods, just spending time with the parents, right mood set, right atmosphere. So you know what? It's a difficult question to answer. It's all about balance with the other child. But one of them's going to get better at something. If you've got two kids, and the both swimmers, it's great. If you've got the Brownlees, who are the triathletes, even better, because they both came along and they were both good, so you could take them to the same meets. But yeah, it's a tough one. That it's all about balancing and sharing love for both the childs.
Well, I think that's a super way to finish this incredibly insightful podcast. And thank you very much, Andrew.
You're very welcome
for giving us that interest and inspiration, hopefully for many parents, into the journey of an elite swimming athlete.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and family.
Yeah.
And for more information, go to www.thepoolsidepass.com. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much indeed, Andrew. And we look forward to seeing everybody else soon. Stay safe.
Thanks very much. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.